Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Last week, I gave you some safety tips for tonight's trick-or-treating. I don't know who listened to the podcast and who did not. What I do know is something that is very heavy on my heart. And no, I don't want to rain on your parade from having fun tonight. Just want you safe and happy. Two nights ago, there was a mass shooting in my neighborhood. Literally a few blocks from my house. And it was supposedly an early Halloween party with quite a few people. The end result was 3 dead, 9 injured and in the hospital, some hanging on to their lives for dear life. I mean, really, they're really, really seriously injured and some are not seriously injured. But the point is, it really hurts my heart. It really pains me to see that something that's supposed to be fun and joyful and the kids love it, you know? I mean, why do people need to run around and shoot each other dead? I don't get it. So that's why this is actually so heavy on my heart that I want to make sure you guys are totally aware of some of the key things that we need to take into consideration to avoid such a tragedy. I mean, it was supposed to be fun, and it turned out terribly. I mean, yesterday when I had to go through that area, except I was lucky to drive to the right instead of to the left, the police was still there and everything was barred off. And so I am just really, really liking to put it on your hearts to be very safe. And I'm going to just mention a few tips that I had given. I'm going to probably add some other stuff. But if you want to listen to the one from last week, you know, just click on the link and go to the archives and pull up the one from last week from 10/24. And hopefully that's going to give you everything you need to know. Number one, this is my reason for calling on you once more to be safe because of what just happened and what I've been hearing around and a lot of things that have been going on. So number one, dress warmly because it is pretty cold at night already when the sun goes down. Have reflective clothing on or at least a reflective vest or a band or something that you can see in the dark. Have a working flashlight with you. Do not cross the street between cars. The cars that drive by, they don't pay attention and they don't see you when you come out from between cars. So make sure you are seen. Rather, it's better to wait a few seconds or minutes, even if need be, to be safe to cross the street than to get run over. So please make this a very happy and safe and fun Halloween. Go in groups and protect each other. No pushing or shoving. Be respectful, gentle, helpful with the smaller trick-or-treaters. Be careful when you go to homes that have jack-o'-lanterns or something that have burning candles in them. You don't want to catch your clothing on fire. We want to avoid all those things. Make sure you watch where you step so you don't trip in case there's a crack in the walkway or something. Just really, really be careful. Go to homes that are lit, even if it's not decorated and the front light is on and you can see there's light inside. Then, yes, go there, but don't go to things that are totally dark where you can't see where you're stepping. Let me see. There's a few more. So have all the candy screened either by the police or a screening place. each town usually advertises where they're going to have screening places so you can take the candy in. Again, I don't want to rain on your parade or on your fun, but a few years ago there were razor blades and candies and stuff, so just have them screened first. Don't let the kids eat them all. Just really make sure you're safe. Also, make sure you spread out how many candies you eat a day. You don't want to go into a terrible sugar rush and then crash and then get sick. And things happen, you know. Too much sugar is not healthy for anybody. So please, 3 to 4 candies a day or something, or a maximum of 5, depending on how big they are. And then make sure you really, really brush your teeth carefully, gently, but very clean, because you don't want to give much more business to the dentist. Though I love my dentist and she's absolutely amazing. However, every time we go, despite the fact that the insurance pays most of it, we still have a little bit out of pocket. So it's better to just go in every 6 months or so for a cleaning and spend a few dollars on that than having to have teeth fixed or pulled or replaced or you know what. So candy can do that. So be careful and just really, really brush your teeth well before going to bed. Listen to your guardians to keep safe. That's for the children. So guardians, no matter how old or how young you are, when you're in charge of the younger ones, make sure they're safe because their life is in your hands. And make sure they don't cross the street without you being there, without having the flashlights on and reflective clothing, so the drivers, be it motorcycle, be it bicycle, be it car, be it truck, it doesn't matter. They need to be able to see you. And I just really, really want to wish everybody a most fabulous, happy, safe, and fun Halloween, so we don't have to relive what just happened 2 days ago in my neighborhood. This was one of the safest neighborhoods when I moved here 16 years ago. That's why we've chosen it. And now it seems to be infiltrated by crime. And it's really heartbreaking because there are so many good people out there. Let's believe in them and rejoice in them. And, you know, follow their lead, being happy and healthy rather than being mean and ugly. And I mean, ugly in the sense of mentally ugly, emotionally ugly, bullying and stuff. We don't need any of that. Let's watch out for our little ones and make sure they're safe and they have a great experience so they can go trick-or-treat for many more years to come and have fun. So those are my tips for today. I just want everybody to have the best day ever, the best evening ever, the safest, the funnest, and the most amazing one. So if you want to know more, as I said, go to the archive on the link and look for 1024, where I have all the rules in there that I found condensed so I could share them with you. But again, have the candy screened. Don't accept or take it and be graceful about it, or gracious or grateful. All these words mean a lot to the people who actually open their homes and share their love by handing out something. And some people might not know exactly what to do. So it is the responsibility of the recipient to make sure they're safe. And when they're the little ones, it's the parents or grandparents or guardians' safety issue to make sure they're safe. That's why the screening is so important. Don't take anything that's not fully wrapped or sealed. Make sure you do the best you can. And it's always a way that you can Google what's safe and what's not safe. And I just really, really I hope that I'm going to hear some amazing, wonderful stories. Why don't you share with me and send me an email tomorrow or so, and let me know how your Halloween went, if the tips from last week and today actually helped you some. If you had to run out real quick to a store and get one of those, you know, the bands that you put around your vests that are reflective or fluorescent, orange or yellow is best. I wouldn't go for blue or red because they can't be seen that much unless they turn around like lights, you know, when it's like lights that are sparkling like that, that's one thing. But if it's just the bands, yellow and orange are the best ones to be seen in the dark. So take that into consideration and keep safe. I have, as always, a free gift, and that's a 30-minute free health assessment. It's done from your house. If we do it over a phone call or a Zoom call or something, and I'm going to ask you questions to see how I can help you get healthier than you are already. If you have a few pounds to shed and you want to start right away, anybody who starts today and lets me know they got it from the Blog Talk Radio, put that in your in your subject line when you send me an email and tell me that you would like a free health assessment and you got the info from the Blog Talk Radio. You can just put in BTR. I know what that is. I will give you a free 30-minute health assessment, evaluate what we can do together, how I can help you best. And if you want to start, as I started saying, today, by making the decision, yes, I want to be healthier in 2020 and I want to start today and not procrastinate anymore, I will give you $50 off your very first starter kit. I mean, there's only one, but for the very first time, if you've never done it before, and help you work on healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. Because you all know that when we're healthy in our mind, we're usually healthy in our body because everything originates in our mindset. So my email address is dythomson@gmail.com. So send me either feedback, questions, or share with me how you spent your Halloween and how it went. So I know you've listened to it and you had something positive, hopefully, to say. That would make my day. Or you can text me or voicemail me to 562-335-4956. And as always, I will not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call with somebody that I know and I know their phone number, because I want to be safe too. I'm not going to allow anybody else to take advantage of a situation. So safety is number one. And going into safety, taxes are going to be coming up soon. So next week, we're going to have Nellie Williams Thompson back, and she's going to finish up her tax information that we started a few weeks ago. And that helps you to find some loopholes, some things that you can actually deduct more than you thought you could, but you're doing everything the legal and the correct way so you don't open doors to the IRS to come question you and audit you. So having said all that, I hope to see many of you on the show next week. And I wish you all a wonderful week. And may you guys feel blessed and happy and healthy. And if not, again, I'm here to help you. That's what I'm here for. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.